It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome live to Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, tonight. We've already have seen excitement and more tournament-type atmosphere in the junior varsity game where Fort Recovery posted a 38-37 come-from-behind victory in that ball game. We're looking for a good, entertaining game in this varsity coverage with the Lincoln View Lancers at 3-4, Fort Recovery Indians at 4-4. And stay with us here on the pregame. We'll be back with more of the Wayne IGA pregame show after we hear from Coach Bobby Leverett after this on Fort Recovery Radio.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls and, of course, their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We have Jeff Overholzer talking with Coach Bob Leverett.
And Bob, your basketball team really in the meat grind right now with three straight games, three straight nights, including the game tonight with Lincoln View.
Yeah, we've got six in the next 10 days. So this is the middle of it, looking for a little bit of a break tomorrow. But, you know, a game tonight we feel we can get to get back off the snide of losing two tough games to some league opponents. But, yeah, we're looking forward to coming out tonight and getting off the snide a little bit.
You know, I was looking at the schedule. You win two, lose two, win two, lose two. So tonight should be a win.
I'm glad you pointed that out. So we're going to put that on the board and make sure we follow suit.
What's the makeup of your basketball team? It kind of, I wouldn't say the middle point of the season, but getting there. What are some things that you're looking for that maybe they haven't attained yet, or maybe you're surprised with, and they're looking forward down the stretch?
Right. Well, if you've seen us play, I mean, we're hanging our hat on our defense. That's been our staple so far this year. The kids know it. They know as far as to be in a game that we're going to have to play defense. What we're trying to find identity-wise is our offense. So put some new stuff in today that you'll see offensively. Hopefully it'll get us going a little bit more. And, from that point on, we just got to put the ball in the hoop. So hang our hat on the defense yet and then hopefully score some buckets.
You're looking for more of that consistency from your basketball team this year?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, the consistency offensively is what we're looking for. Defensively, I think we've been fine. You know, we just held, you know, it sounds like a lot to hold St. Henry to 53 last night, but they just scored 80 the night before at Marion. So we're getting there. I mean, it's a long season. The kids are still focused and buying into what we're trying to prove, and we'll get there.
All right, what do you feel like that you're going to look for tonight against the Lincoln View Lancer team?
So, yeah, Lincoln View is very scrappy. Obviously, if you watch some of their JV game here, same way. Very scrappy kids, hard-nosed, some good guards. So we're going to try and basically take care of the ball, use our size advantage a little bit, and hopefully come out with a W.
Yeah, you know, you got this game tonight. When you're talking about other games, I mean, they're more in the middle part of the week. You're talking about like a Tuesday, yeah, things like that. Does that disrupt things, trying to get things ready for a weekend?
It sure does, you know, especially with coming off of New Year's. So, you know, we'll be off tomorrow. We'll have to come in and practice on New Year's Day and then get ready for a game on Tuesday and then turn around, have 2 days of practice, and then have Versailles and Bakken's next weekend. So, yeah, there's no rest really right now. It's a meat grinder, but once we get through next weekend, there's no more Tuesday games. We've got a couple single weekends. So through January, we should, you know, start to get our legs under us a little bit.
Well, Coach, give us your lineup for this ball game.
We'll go with our five seniors again. Troy Hillman at the point guard spot. Reese Guggenbiller at the two. Alex Deuce at the three. Rex Leverett at the four. And Gavin Fowler at five.
And who's your super sub that comes off very early?
That's our junior scorer. That's Briggs Overman.
All right. Well, good luck in the ball game tonight. And you're looking for a Fort win.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Well, welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery. And the Fort Recovery Indians, I'm sure, are feeling good about being at home on a Saturday night. And we want to wish all of you a very happy and prosperous new year in 2024 coming up. But tonight, the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Lincoln View Lancers. And if the junior varsity game was any indication of what this varsity game is going to be, then it will be a good one. Fort Recovery beat Lincoln View 38-37 on a Grant Fort Camp left baseline shot with 2 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. He finished up as the leader of the junior varsity, Grant Fort Camp, with 10 points in that game. Well, we're looking for this one. Fort Recovery of the super sub, Briggs Overman, the leading scorer for the Indians, and the leading scorer for the Lincoln View Lancers is Cal Evans, a 5'9 senior, and he's one of the starters for the Lincoln View Lancers. Lincoln View, they are representing the conference that they are involved in, which is the Northwest Conference, and Fort Recovery, of course, representing the Ohio MAC Conference. And if you look at some of the scores, Fort Recovery started out with the two victories over Jay County and Bradford, then lost to Fort Laramie and Parkway, and then won over Ansonia and South Adams, and then lost to Marion Local and St. Henry. So thanks for listening to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll be back with the 10-cover tip-off right after this.
Wayne IGA knows that the holiday season can be a very busy time, and it can be a challenge to find the time to make a good meal for your family. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Need gas? Stop into Fortsight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsight Streets.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. Great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Jeff Overholser, proud to be with you on Fort Recovery Radio. Producer is, of course, Neil Spencer, assisted by Anthony Reisner. We welcome you to Fortside Fieldhouse. The starters for the Lincoln View Lancers, head coach Brett Hammonds in his 12th season. They're 3-4. Cal Evans, a 5'9 senior, number 2. Also, number 5, Bree Jackson, a 5'7 senior. Also, number 11 is Chase Overholt, a 5'6 sophomore. Number 22, Holden Price, a 5'6 sophomore. And 32, Bennett Kill, 6'3 junior. Of course, you know the Indians are all seniors. Reese Guggenbiller, Alex Dews, Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, and Gavin Fowler. And Briggs Overman is the leading scorer on the basketball team, basically off the bench. And then next in line is Rex Leverett. It is the 10-cupboard tip-off here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Lincoln View will be in their road blue uniforms, white numerals and lettering trimmed in yellow. And for the Fort Recovery Indians, they're in their home white uniforms with the gray numerals and lettering trimmed in purple here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, junior varsity, it was won by Fort Recovery. Basically, the game was at a snail's pace in the last 3 minutes of the game, but it turned out Fort Recovery's way. They would come back and post the victory here at Fortside, 38-37. Also, I'd like to specially thank Neil Spencer for the gala that was held at Fortside over here at Fort Recovery. Over $200,000 for the community.
Well, that's all the Stogler boys. Everybody knows that. I get them snacks and drinks. They do all all the real work. And, of course, as you would also know, Chuck Rohrer does all the technical stuff, the camera, the sound, and all that. That's I stay out of their way. They do their thing, and it works out great, and we've been able to help. Going into this year, 150 families in seven counties, so it's just a great thing.
10 cover tip-off. The tip is controlled by Fort Recovery and the K&L Tractor Sales. First quarter here at Fortside. Down on the block, the Indians, Rex Leverett. Out on top, long three-point shot is off the back of the rim by Alex Dews, and the rebound coming to Lincoln View. Lancers quickly up court in the right corner with the basketball is Price. Price will pass it back out to Jackson. That's Reed Jackson, number five. Pounds the ball, passes now into the left corner. Dribbling inside is Evans. Back out to Reed Jackson. Right now the Indians pretty much in a... Well, I'd call it a man-to-man defense at this point, but pretty close to a 2-3 zone. And Lincoln View will turn the ball back around out front, and the shot is Cal Evans. And he hits a three ball. So the first shot goes in for Lincoln View. And you know what Fort Recovery would like to do in this game is get to the Hull Brothers foul line frequently in this ballgame and hit their foul shots. Reese Guggenmiller out on top to Alex Dews, passing it on the right wing, going to Troy Holman, to Rex Leverett. Leverett passes into the corner. Alex Dews dumped down low for Rex Leverett. The ball's knocked away and stolen. Cal Evans at the top of the key behind the three-point line. Looks, passes over in the corner, and back out on top to Jackson. Jackson puts it into the hands of Evans. Back out on top to Overholt. Well, they're just passing the ball from left to right. Lincoln View looking for the right shot, and so far they're leading 3-0 on the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Lincoln View trying to get to 500, while the Indians want to stay above 500 with the victory. Ball is lost and apparently touched on the drive by Reed Jackson. So knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. 5:33 to play in this first quarter. 3-0 Lincoln View. It was a slow first quarter in junior varsity play, but Lincoln View ramped it up in the second quarter. Eventually, the Indians, as we mentioned, came back in that fourth quarter. Another three ball. This is off the back of the rim. No good by Overholt. Rebound to Fort Recovery. Dews in the left corner, dribbles inside, goes to the rack and scores. Alex Dews with his first two. 3-2, Lincoln View. To the free throw circle. Turnaround shot. This one's good. It tickles the twine on the shot by Bennett Kill. 5-2. Lincoln View with the lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Using up the dribble, holding the ball as Reese Guggenmiller passes underneath. Holman tries to flip it up, but he's fouled on the play. Good athletic move by Troy Holman. Got the basketball, had to spin underneath the hoop, put it up, and the foul is called. And it will be on Holden Price, his first. And at the Hull Brothers foul line is Holman, and free throw is no good. Now the Indians bring in substitutions. Number 14 checks in. That's Gavin Evers. And also number 0, Briggs Overman. Second free throw by Holman is no good again. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Getting the rebound is Evers. To Leverett. Stops, shoots. That's a short shot. It's an air ball picked off by Cal Evans. Five to two, Lincoln View with a three-point lead. Backdoor pass is knocked away, but picked up again by Lincoln View. On the right wing is Hammonds. Dribbles in, left-handed shot is in and out, back in. Hammonds with his first two. Lincoln View leads 7-2 here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. 2 minutes and 50, 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Alex Dews with the ball. Looking underneath. Passes it out on top to Gavin Evers. Going baseline. Turnaround shot. Oh, it goes off the back of the rim by Overman, for Overman. And the rebound coming to Lincoln View. That was a good shot. Pulling up a three ball. Good. That's Preston Toe. So that's the second three ball in the quarter for Lincoln View. And now it's 10-2 Lancers. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in this first quarter. From Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Glad you're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. We're glad to be here. The Indians have some work to do. Holman with the basketball. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to play. This first quarter, lob pass underneath. Shot is up off the glass, no good. Getting his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Got his own rebound again, up and in. Third time charm for Gavin Evers. That's a good old hang with him. 10-4. Lincoln View with a six-point lead. Evans goes underneath, misses the shot, but the reach-in foul will be on Rex Leverett. So going to the Hull Brothers foul line for Lincoln View will be Cal Evans, leading scorer for the Lancers. The 5'9 senior. Free throw is no good. So just a reminder of the next game coming up on Tuesday. It's in the brand new year of 2024. The boys host Arcanum with simulcast on WPGW radio with audio on the NFHS video. Second free throw is good. So Cal Evans has 4 points. So inbounding the basketball is Eli Leonard's Fort Recovery. Two on one. They break the press. The shot is no good, and a blocking foul will be on Lincoln View. And that will be on Stephen Smith. So that in the act of shooting. Boy, I'll tell you what, that Hull Brothers foul line has been very active here in the first quarter. First free throw is no good by Alex Dews. Neither team really hitting free throws with any consistency early in this game. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Alex Dews with 3 points. Dews will check out. Coming in will be Reese Guggenmiller. Right now, Lincoln View with the Overholt, Toe, Smith, Price, and a foul will be on Fort Recovery. Checking to see the number that I'm missing, number 12, that would be Max Hammonds for Lincoln View. So those are their five currently on the court. Smith with the basketball. The Toe, and the three ball is no good on the shot by Overholt. The foul will be over the back on Lincoln View. So it'll be the second foul on Holden Price, 5'6 sophomore. The Indians also bring in number 13, Mason Diller, a 6'4 junior. And going out will be Gavin Evers. Also, Gavin Faller is in for the Indians. reset the Indians lineup. We get a chance. Guckenbiller with the ball. Going to Leonard's. To Overman. And I'm looking. I see Gavin Faller. And also, number 13, Mason Diller, and a foul underneath on Lincoln View. That'll be a team foul number 4. So it'll be a Max Hammonds. That'll be number 12, his first, team's 4th. And the free throw is no good. Leonard's misses. We're talking about the Hall Brothers foul line. It's been very active here in the first quarter. It's not much success for either side. Second free throw, no good. So Eli Leonard's misses two. It's 11-5. Lincoln View, and the fadeaway shot is good by Preston Tobe. He has 5 points. Now 13-5. Lincoln View. And this K&L Tractor Sales Service for recovery first quarter at Fortside. Down to 60 seconds to play. Briggs. Overman with the and one. He gets the two and the foul. That will be on Brent Kill. That will be his first foul. Team foul number 5. So for the next 57.3 seconds, the Indians will shoot two on a Lincoln View free throw or on their foul. And that free throw by Overman is good. So that cuts into the 8-point advantage. It's now down to a 13-8 game. Lincoln View is holding the basketball. Max Hammonds out toward the mid-court line. And you can hear some of the Fort Recovery fans yell, boring. There's not any action at all. It looks like they may be holding it for the final shot, down to 25 seconds to play. And on Tractor Sales, first quarter. Now they're starting movement, down to 16 seconds. Max Hammonds out of the forecourt, pounding the ball with the left hand. Still dribbling, down to 8 seconds. Step back three, that shot is good by Max Hammonds. It's almost like lulling Fort Recovery to sleep. And they get the shot to go for the three. And it's now 16-8 after the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Back with quarter number 2 coming up next on the Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Well, 67% for Lincoln View in that first quarter, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line for 50%. The Indians, 3 of 9, 33% from the field, but 2 of 7 from the free throw line, 29%.
Steal.
And a big steal there for Fort Recovery. That was by Gavin Faller. Indians trail by 8 in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter here at Fortside. Indians looking for that offensive thrust. Shot in the lane. There you got some. Trent Holman, his first two. So Troy Holman with his first two. 16-10 the score. Lincoln View now with the basketball. Jump shot is good from the right elbow by Bennett Kill. 18-10. Here in the second quarter at Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery. Indians won their first two games of the season, lost the next two, won the next two, lost the next two. And now they're trying to pick up a win in this one. Rex Leverett on the miss, got the rebound, missed his shot, and the rebound coming to Alex Dews. So the Indians will get a third try at this. Holman dribbling the ball, passes to Guggenbiller. On the left side to Alex Dews, goes baseline left, pass underneath for Leverett, and too high, and turnover on Fort Recovery. Dribbling inside, the little semi-right hook is good by Bennett Kill. So he has back-to-back field goals, 20-10. Lincoln View's lead now is 10. I think that's their biggest of the ball game. Across the timeline is Guggenbiller. Now to Alex Dews. Dews in between the circles. Dribbles now down the lane. Puts up the floating shot. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Dews. He had it for a moment, and it's slapped away and stolen by Max Hammonds. And a foul will be on Fort Recovery. It'll be on Dews. A little too aggressive. He was trying to get the rebound. Coming out is Reese Guggenbiller for the Indians. Back in for Fort Recovery, Alex Dews is in. But Briggs Overman is in for Fort Recovery. And a shot at the free throw circle, no good. Getting his own rebound, but blocked on the play by Fort Recovery by Gavin Fowler. That was Bennett Kill. Got the shot missed, got his own rebound. And here's a three in the left corner, much needed by Fort Recovery, Briggs Overman. He has a total of six. 20-13. The shot is no good, and trying to follow the shot on the missed play was Toe, but it's a collision, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery. And that will be whistled on Gavin Fowler. So two team fouls on Fort Recovery. They reset after the first quarter. Lincoln View with none. Fort Recovery with two. Pass inside the lane. Shot is up and good by Reed Jackson. I'll tell you what, the way that Lincoln View shoots those shots makes you wonder how in the world they actually get it up in the air and get it right over the rim. But they do. 22-13. Dews with the miss. Rebound. Holman back up. No good. Rebound. Dews again. No good. Rebound coming to Lincoln View. And with it is Evans. He loses it right in the hands of Leverett. Leverett gets the loose ball. 22-15. Lincoln View. And Lancer fans not happy. Kill in the lane. Passes it back. Down with the layup. No good. The foul will be on Fort Recovery. And driving toward the basket was Cal Evans. So Evans will go to the Hall Brothers foul line. And that will be the second foul on Rex Leverett. Talking about Lincoln View, they lost to Wayne Trace. Lost to USV. Free throw is good. Then they beat Continental for their first victory. They lost to Lipsink. And they also lost to Ottoville. But they've won two straight. They beat Fort Jennings. And then just last night, they beat Kaleida. So I guess if Lincoln View would post the win tonight, it will be their third straight. And the second free throw is good. So Cal Evans, the hot one right now. Total of 6 points. 24-15. Lancer lead is 9 with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency second quarter. Alex Dews. Lob pass underneath is way over the head of Gavin Fowler. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Coming in is Eli Leonards. Going out is Dews. And also number 14, Gavin Evers checks in for the Indians, and going out is Rex Leverett. Halfway through the second quarter, 4 minutes to play. Going baseline right, passing it underneath. The dish, and it's good. Reed Jackson with a dish for Steven Smith. Smith with his first two. Now the biggest lead for Lincoln View at 26-15. This is almost mirroring the junior varsity game. Going in with a shot, no good. The follow, no good. Rebound again, no good. And finally a foul. And boy, he was working hard, was Eli Leonards.
Foul is on the lanes with Holden Price. His third, first.
And also working hard underneath was Gavin Faller, and Gavin Faller is at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. That's the Hall Brothers foul line. Right now, Fort Recovery, 2 of 8 at the free throw line here in the first half. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And the rebound coming to Lincoln View. Max Hammonds. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency second quarter at Fortside. Here on Fort Recovery Radio. Going baseline, and a foul will be whistled on Gavin Evers. I think this is one of the situations that Fort Recovery was running into, at least in the St. Henry game, if not some other games during the season. They get into foul problems in the first half. Second foul. The second foul will be on Gavin Evers. Double checking at the scores table. Of course, Bubba Stogler is right on it. He is the official book here at courtside. And double dribble. Turnover on Lincoln View by Cal Evans. The 3:13 to play in the second quarter. Fort Recovery's Eli Leonards puts the ball in play in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Puts it into the hands of Briggs Overman. Into the corner is Faller. Faller to Briggs Overman. Dribbles back to the left corner. Crossover dribble. Baseline jump shot is short. No good. Ball caroms away and picks up by Lincoln View. Long up court pass into the hands of Reed Jackson. Evans fakes a three, jump shot, free throw circle, no good. Rebound coming to Eli Leonards of Fort Recovery. Holman has the ball poked away from behind. That is a good call. That was close to looking like Fort Recovery tipped it, and they did not. Troy Holman will inbound the basketball. Has to get it in, and does in the backcourt to Gavin Evers. Two minutes, 20 seconds to play in the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency second quarter here on Fort Recovery Radio. And the pass is thrown over the outstretched arms of Leonards, and a turnover on Fort Recovery at the midcourt line. Toe checks out for Lincoln View. Back in is Chase Overholtz. Evans to Jackson. And they're doing that motion again for Lincoln View to get somebody open. Jackson is open for three and drills it from the right side. Reed Jackson with had 5 points all here in the quarter and is now the biggest lead for Lincoln View, 29-15. Fort Recovery now down by 14. Hot shooting from three-point range for Lincoln View. At three in the first quarter and one so far here in the second quarter. Talking about three-point shots. Briggs Overman Lob pass underneath. Nice. Going hard to the rack is Gavin Fowler. His first two. 29-17, the score. Fort Recovery trails by 12 with a minute to play here in the first half. Jackson with the basketball in between the circles, between the midcourt line and the top of the key. We'll pass it over to Cal Evans. He'll hold it from the scorer's bench. Looks back to coach. It's instructions, 33 seconds to play. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, second quarter. Clock still ticking, 25 seconds. Evans uses up the dribble to Jackson, hands it right back to Evans. And Evans steps right at the midcourt line and steps over the line. That's an over and back on Lincoln View. Don't forget, we'll be having the Cooper Farms halftime show coming up. So keep it here on Fort Recovery Radio. We'll tell you about some other games coming up Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this coming week. Holman on the inbounds pass. We'll bring it across the timeline. We'll hand the ball off to Guggenmiller and eventually down low to Rex Lavaretti. Went strong to the rack, but was fouled on the play. And a two-shot foul for Rex Lavaretti. And the foul will be on Cal Evans. So first free throw is in and out. No good by Rex Lavaretti. Maybe the rim will be more kind to our right than it is to our left. Now trying to at least hit one of these from the Hull Brothers foul line. It's Lavaretti. And he does. Rattles that one home. Has 3 points. 5 seconds. Enough time for Lincoln View to get a shot off. 2 seconds. One. Three ball is launched. No good by Cal Evans. And that will be the end of this first half. The score, 29-18, Lincoln View with the lead. We'll be back with the Cooper Farms Halftime Show coming up after this on Fort Recovery Radio.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Alexa Swindle. Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, the Cooper Farms halftime show. We'll recap here quickly the junior varsity game, then we'll get to varsity stats for you. Fort Recovery, one over Lincoln View, 38-37, and it was on a baseline shot that was made during the left baseline by Grant Fortkamp with 2 seconds to play. He finished as the leader for the junior varsity team with 10 points. Breaker Judy finished with 9. Fort Recovery, a thrilling 38-37 victory over Lincoln View. A Fort Recovery trail 25-14 at halftime, and then it trailed in the fourth quarter until about the last 3 minutes of the game, and they fought back and pick up the eventual victory over Lincoln View and JV, 38-37. Welcome back with more here at halftime, the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll take a look at the varsity coming up as Fort Recovery trails 29-18. We're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, halftime of the Cooper Farms halftime show. In this varsity game, Lincoln View jumped out quickly in that first quarter, led to Fort Recovery 16-8. Lincoln View leads 29-18 here at halftime. Give you some of the shooting stats here in a moment. For Lincoln View, 5 points for Creston Toe, 6 points for Cal Evans, including a three-pointer. Also, Reed Jackson with 5 points, all in the second quarter, including a three-pointer. 5 points for Max Hammonds, all in the first quarter. Bennett Kill with a total of 6, and Stephen Smith with 2. For Fort Recovery, leading the way is Briggs Overman with a total of 6 points, including Fort Recovery's only three-point shot. Alex Dews with 2 points, all make that 3 points all in that first quarter. 2 points for Troy Holman. That was in the second quarter. Rex Leverett with a total of 3 points all in the second quarter. And Gavin Fowler with 2 points. Here's the way it's going as far as shooting. 11 of 19 for Lincoln View, 58%, and 3 of 4, 75%. And for the Fort Recovery Indians, they are shooting 7 of 23 in that first half, 30%. And free throw percentage, yikes. 3 of 11 for 27% in that first half.
We have to do a little better in that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
If we would have made 5 more of those and had a decent percentage, you know, you want to shoot 60 to 70% from the foul line. If we'd have done that, that would have changed the momentum for one thing, and that would have been 5 more points. But the momentum would have been a little bit different. The flow of the game would have been different. And, you know, so I don't know. It's tough to watch us shoot that poorly. But I also know that it can turn back around, especially when you go to a second half. If you're shooting great, you can shoot terrible. If you're shooting terrible, you can turn around and shoot great. And a halftime seems to make that happen. And I just want to mention, too, we just had a little ceremony honoring some of the state swim and cross country, and I believe track and field people that won state medals and that type of thing. So that was a nice ceremony. If you were watching on the NFHS network, you might have been able to hear some of the announcements. But that's what you were watching, is some of the kids with the state track and field, and also the cross country. So you got some upcoming games here?
Yes, we do. Coming up on Tuesday here on Fort Recovery Radio, it's boys hosting Arcanum. Again, it's a Tuesday game. Simulcast of WPGW Radio with audio on the NFHS video. Then on Thursday this coming week, girls at For Sales. Simulcast on WPGW Radio. NFHS video will be available. Then on Friday, the boys host For Sales here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with audio on NFHS video. So if you combine those two together, you got the package. And then on Saturday, the boys host Botkins Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with audio on the NFHS video. So that's all coming up here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the Cup Pharmacy third quarter. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted to you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. To learn more about Kalp Pharmacy, visit us online at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Jeff Overholser back with you here on Fort Recovery Radio. Again, along with Neil Spencer and Anthony Reisner. We're glad that you're listening and or watching on the video stream that we talk about. We're getting ready for the second half. Third quarter being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio. See what Fort Recovery can do here in the second half. Maybe some court adjustments in the halftime locker room that they can bring out to the court. See what they can do. The tall person is Bennett Kill. Looking, I think, Cal Evans, Reed Jackson, Chase Overholt, Holden Price, and Bennett Kill are the five in for Lincoln View. I can see right away they're going to double team Troy Holman. At least they did that on the inbounds play. Holman with the basketball. Passes it off to Guggenmiller on the left. Deuce, they try to pass to Deuce. The ball's knocked away. Still loose on the floor. Holman goes for it. And it's a jump ball, and it will be given to Lincoln View. So the Indians with Holman, Dews, Gavin Faller, Rex Leverett, and I'm looking for the last one. I think it's Reese Guggenmiller, and so it's the starting five for the Indians also, as is Lincoln View to begin this second half. Coming off the screen, double team, losing the ball is Cal Heavens. So both teams possess the orange, and neither team with a shot so far to begin this third quarter. Leverett on the right side to Holman, down low is Faller, puts it up, missed it, and the ball's tapped out of bounds, and last touch by Lincoln View. Looking for Fort Recovery to make those bunny shots that are just rolling off. Well, they put him up a little short. The muscling up. And a five-second call. Holman could not get the pass in. Finally did to Gavin Faller, but too late. Turnover on the Indians. Lincoln View with the basketball, leading 29-18. Evans out to Jackson. 6:45 to play in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Kill with the basketball. Out to Jackson. To Evans. Thought about the shot. Passes back to Jackson. Now to Holden Price. Back to Jackson. Kill passes it over in the corner. Three ball launched. It is no good over the backboard on the shot by Holden Price.
I hope that's the start of what I was hoping for, where they start missing their shots.
You mean clank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what that would do.
We need that. And then we need ours to go in, though.
Fort Recovery is hoping to get some kind of offense going here in this third quarter. We're 2 minutes in already. Leverett, turnaround shot. That's way short. On the air ball, Jackson with the rebound. Jackson with the pass up court. And it's saved, but right back into the hands of Holman for recovery. Holman will take it down and apparently lost the ball. So now it's back and forth. 2.5 minutes into the quarter and no one has scored. This would be the time you would think Fort Recovery would start scoring. Jackson dribbles in, and a foul will be on Fort Recovery. Will be whistled on Reese Guggenmiller. Briggs Overman checks in, and Leverett will check out. Wholesale substitutions now for Lincoln View. They bring in Steven Smith. They still have Cal Evans, Max Hammonds. Ball's knocked away. Toe is back in for Lincoln View, along with Jackson. Ball recovery with a steal. Going to the free throw circle, dishes it off for Dews, and Dews is fouled. And the foul, let's see, they're going to whistle on number one, which is Preston Toe, his first. And at the Hall Brothers foul line, it's Dews, and he makes the first free throw. He has 4 points. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. A rebound coming to Steven Smith. So the Indians split the two-shot foul. Down by 10, 29-19. Would you believe that I say that Fort Recovery has scored the 1 point so far in the second half between the two schools?
Yeah, we've scored one. They've scored zero in 3.5 minutes.
Whew. Well, that's really getting cold. I mean, it's getting cold outside, but boy, it's getting cold here in the third quarter. Lincoln Hugh being real methodical and slowing things down. Almost halfway through this third quarter, and the foul will be on Deuce. It'll be his second. As going toward the basketball goal was Ree Jackson. Neither player, neither team or any player is in double figures at this point. Well, that was travel. Oh, yes. A shuffle step by Toe. Well, I think the officials nowadays let players get by with a lot more of the walk than used to.
Yes, but they have been calling some this year, so... but you know, sometimes they let it go and sometimes they don't. You just, you know, that extra step that isn't a Euro step, sometimes you get away with it.
Yep, they do let them get by with the Euro step, but after that, now they wonder just how much they actually call an actual travel. That was on the last one. Briggs Overman underneath the basket, turns, misses, got the rebound, back up, no, by Gavin Fowler. The foul will be on Lincoln View. You like the way that Fort Recovery is going toward hard to the basket. The foul's on Steven Smith, his second. So going to the Hall Brothers foul line is Gavin Fowler. Free throw's no good.
Well, I was hoping our free throw shooting would improve. We're 1-for-3 this half after being 3-for-11 in the first half. So just about the same percentage. We need to get this one in and be at 50% for the half.
And in and out, no good. A foul will be on for recovery.
That'll be Guggenbiller, I believe. That's who they're pointing at.
Yep, Reese Guggenbiller, his second. So they missed the free throws.
A foul on the box out.
Yep, they get a foul on top of that. 3.5 to play here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Lincoln View has not yet scored. They're up by 10. Smith. Free throw circle. Hands the ball off to Price. Now to Hammonds. Overhold inside to Smith. The hook shot is good. Steven Smith with a right-handed hook.
That was a nice move.
That was a good hook shot. Now that gives Lincoln View a 31-19 advantage with 2:50 to play. Rex Leverett thought about the shot. Gives it off to Briggs Overman. Off to Holman. Holman stops, mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebound is tapped up by Reese Guggenbiller, and a foul will be on Lincoln View. And it will be on number one, which is Preston Toe.
Second, third, Reese Guggenbiller.
So at the Hall Brothers foul line is Reese Guggenbiller. Free throw. Rolls the cup of the rim.
That went
and
all
out.
The way around the rim and out. Now we're 1-for-5.
Man.
Made the first one. I thought we were really going to get there, but we missed 4 straight with good shooters at the line.
You know, it's a bad night when that ball rolls all the way around. That one clanks off the front of the rim. So Guggenbiller misses 2. Down low is Smith. He puts the shot up. No good. Got his own rebound. Had it swatted away. Inside, the shot is up and in. That's by Toe. He has 7. Pass goes to Leverett at the midcourt line. He has it knocked away and stolen from behind. Now retaken by Briggs Overman, and he sets the jump shot and scores. So Overman has 8. We have a timeout. The Fortside Fuel timeout. 33-21. Lincoln View. Back in a moment.
Need gas? Stop into Fortside Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food. just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Well, Briggs Overman hit that jump shot, and then the subsequent timeout. The Indians trail by a dozen here with a minute 50 to play in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Smith with the basketball at the free throw circle, looking. And finally, ball is knocked away by Leverett. Good play. So Smith was just looking left and right, and finally he got his pocket picked by Leverett. Evers in the right corner, dribbles to the free throw circle. Jump shot is good from short range. Now it's 33-23. 10-point Lancer lead, and they've only put up 4 points here in this quarter. Stopping shooting, and I should have said that. Preston Toe with jump shot from the left side, short range, 35-23, down to 54 seconds to play in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Fort Recovery's only scored 5 points. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Let's get some points. Briggs Overman, shot was up, no good. Rebound, oh, up and good by Rex Leverett. Good play.
Yeah, and he had to step over one of the defenders that had gone to the ground on that on that rebound. So, without stepping on another player, that was pretty good.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about Lincoln View scoring. Last time I said they hadn't scored much, they scored. Down to 10 seconds to play. 35-25, Lincoln View by 10. Top of the key, Toe. The three ball is buried from the left side by Chase Overholt. And what is so bad about that is first points of the game. So that is the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. We get set for quarter four, 38-25. Lincoln View with the lead on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy's IV team can bring high-quality care to you, where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Well, I can tell you that Fort Recovery in that third quarter shot 3 of 11 from the field, 27%.
Man, I was hoping that was going to change at halftime.
Well, that's field goal shooting. The free throw shooting has not improved.
No, one out of six, so it got worse.
So now we get ready for the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Fort Recovery, they have some work to do. Down 13. And Lincoln View has hit the shot when they've had to. And they've really wanted to hit that final shot. They've pretty much done that most of the night. Holman with the basketball for the Indians on the left side behind the three-point arc. Bounces it down low. Putting it up on the shot. No good. Rebound back up and in. by Rex Leverett. He followed his shot. 38-27. Now the Indians with half-court pressure. 1-2-2 zone. Jackson with the ball. Throws it away. So Reed Jackson kind of got stymied there and threw the ball into the corner. No one was there. So the Indians deployed the pressure. And that ball is knocked out of bounds on the inbounds play by Cal Evans. The Fort Recovery gets the orange. It's 7:19 to play in the game. Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter, and a long baseball pass. Wow.
Just
a Leverett, and guess what?
Yeah.
Lincoln View gets the ball right back just to the right corner of their basket.
That was a great play, but he overthrew him by about two steps. So
wow.
Alex Deuce was flashing down the court, and it was going to be a pretty good deal for the Indians if it worked, but it's not.
Double team in the corner and loose ball, and Fort Recovery steals it again. Good play by Deuce. All of a sudden, that full court pressure is and half court pressure is causing some problems. Leverett down low. Double team shot. Good. Count it and put him on the line for the free throw.
We finally got one to roll in. First time all night. When one had a chance of going out, that's the only time it didn't.
The foul will be on Max Hammonds, his second. They're going to try the three-point play. Is Leverett no good? Leverett got the basket. It's now within reach, 38-29. Stay with us. 6:48 to play in the game. Pass underneath for Kill, and they call a foul. Wow, I don't know about that one. Kill brought the ball down and right into the hands of Holman, and then they call a foul on Holman. Yeah.
And it probably was a foul, but that's been going on all night, and that hasn't been called, so a little unusual, but still.
Kill misses on the inbounds play for Lincoln View. Fort Recovery coming right back. This is playing into the hands of like the junior varsity game, and a three-point shot by Eli Leonards. And it's just forming just like the JV game. 38-32. Lincoln View's lead is 6. And now a 30-second timeout, a Fort Site Fuel timeout. We're back with more here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Back here at Fortside, all of a sudden, the Fort faithful have erupted. And Fort Recovery is starting to play that kind of basketball that fans here at Fortside love.
Yes, we do.
And it's turned out to be that half-court pressure has really caused problems for Lincoln View. Cal Evans with the basketball during 6 minutes to play in the game. And Dews on the defense falls, but kind of trips Evans a little bit and will be called for the foul.
Yep. They've kind of kept Cal Evans from getting any shots off this second half. So that's been really good. That's part of why we held them to a few points there in the third quarter.
The inbounds play, they set a pick for Kill, and it was knocked out of bounds by Holman at Fort Recovery. 38-32. Indians.
The whole
trail
JV
by
team
six.
Right there, cheering them on.
Ooh, Holman steps in front of Jackson with the steal. Spins, puts it up, and missed it. Rebound, Holman again, puts it up, got it. Troy Holman has cut the Lincoln View Lancers lead down to 4 points, and this is just the same as a junior varsity game. Evans thought about the shot, dribbles in, puts it up, and scores. Give him credit. He has 8. 40-34. Indians trail by 6. Still plenty of time. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to play. With it is Dews down low as Leverett puts it up. No, they actually made the shot. They're not going to count it, the foul before the shot. And it will be on Bree Jackson, his first. So both teams with 2 fouls each here in the fourth quarter. Dews will check out for Fort Recovery. The Indians have Reese Guggenbiller in. Pass into Leverett. His shot is up off the glass and in.
All right. Keep that going.
11 points for Rex Leverett. 3 ball. Ouch.
Wow,
good by Max Hammond.
Yeah, they got the ball down quickly, and our defense wasn't set. He was wide open. Nice little 3 ball there.
Hammonds has 8 for Lincoln View. Briggs Overman right down and scores. Right down the lane. He has 10. 43-38. Jackson with the ball. Passes now to Cal Evans. Still plenty of time. We have half the quarter to go. Out on top. 3 ball. Launch. No good. And a foul. And it should be on Kill. He kind of pushed Leverett from behind. And they are going to get Kill with a foul. So it's his third personal foul. Third team foul on Lincoln View in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. See if Fort Recovery can chop the lead even more. 43-38. And Lincoln View, I just had to look at my sheet. Lincoln View has only scored 5 fourth quarter points. Fort Recovery has scored 13. Briggs Overman dishes it off to Leverett. He wants the orange. He puts it up. Missed the shot. Went off the back of the rim. Well, that's good that Leverett wants the ball. Halfway through this fourth quarter, still plenty of time. It's an electric type atmosphere. Almost playoff atmosphere. Jackson passes the ball to Evans. Evans dribbles in, off to Smith. He has it blocked, and now they're going to call foul 8.
And I thought he might have taken a step or two going in there.
So Eli Leonards will get the foul. I thought that may have been a good block.
Has Lincoln View been to the Hull Brothers foul line in the second half?
In the second half, no. This is the first one
I could remember.
The Hull Brothers foul line. Free throw is good by Steven Smith. He has 5 points off the bench.
One thing I really like, our whole JV team is in the student section. They're usually supposed to sit behind the team. They let them go over in the student section, and it is crazy in there.
Wow, he got the bounce. The shot went off the back of the rim. Bounced high, went right through. 45-38. Lincoln View by 7. Still 3.5 to play. Briggs Overman drives in, puts up, scores. He goes baseline right.
Love to see him make those moves.
Has a total of 12, 45-40. Still very much a game. Jackson gets the ball on the left side, passes out to Evans. 3:15 to play. And the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter, and we have a foul. I think it may be on Leverett, and it is. That'll be his third. Okay, they only have him for 2 and for 3. So obviously the score is right. So that puts Leverett with 2. 3 minutes to play. Jump shot by Evans. Rolls the cup of the rim. No good. Rebound, Leverett.
I'm glad they're getting those rolls now. Here we go.
I think it's that rim.
Yeah, might be.
Fort Recovery had that side of the rim the first half. Now a foul will be on Kill. That will be his fourth.
He just got back in, and 10 seconds, he's got another foul. He's really playing hard against Rex.
See, that's only one of their, other than Smith, that is their only big guy.
Yeah. And now Smith's going back in. Smith's got a lot of muscle to him. He's thick. He looks like a football player.
Probably was.
I don't think they have football up there. Yep, Rex missed that shot.
Rebound, Dews puts it up, no. Loose ball, and what? It's off of Lincoln View. Well, Fort Recovery may have dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, I couldn't tell for sure who, but he made an instant call on that, so he was right there. I'm going to guess that official got it right. He got it right in my opinion, as far as I'm concerned.
Fort Recovery had a couple of good point-blank shots that they did not make. Briggs Overman for three. Missed it. Ball loose. Picked up, and now the outlet pass to Jackson. Down with a layup. Good. He would release and got the pass. 47-40 still. A lot of time. 2:25 to play. The Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Leverett drives in. No good. Rebound Holman. Holman passes it back to Leverett. His shot no good. A foul of this one maybe on Stephen Smith. Maybe I caught it. No, I was right. Stephen Smith is third.
Stephen Smith with a foul. His third team.
I think Rick's also got hit by Max Hammonds in the, on the backside too, but called the front one. Let's see if Rex can get some free throws here.
Free throws just no good off on the Hall Brothers foul line.
Am I counting right? 1 for 7 this quarter?
You're probably right. I'm trying to keep track of. Yeah.
Sorry, not free, trying to
no,
distract
free
you.
Free throw. No, you're fine.
This one's going in, though.
2 for 9. And we have a Fort Recovery full timeout. 47-41. Lincoln View with the lead here at Fortside. It's the Fortside Fuel timeout. Back with more on Fort Recovery Radio.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, 2:12 to play in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Back here at Fortside, the Indians only down a half a dozen. And Lincoln View is bringing the ball up against the full court pressure. Lincoln View breaks the pressure. Cal Evans with the basketball. Dribbles inside. And is blocked. And they call a foul. Oh, my.
That foul was not called by the official 5 feet from there. It's the official 20 feet behind the play.
Foul will be on Gavin Fowler. And that will be his second.
Yep. Paul Winkiewicz.
That, to me, looked like a good block.
Yeah, it was really good. Might have got a little contact, but Paul Winkiewicz under the basket did not call it.
Free throw by Cal Evans is good.
He's not going to miss many. We do not want him on the foul line.
That is only the third free throw for Lincoln View in this entire second half. Evans with a total of 9 points. Looking for double digits and does. 10. That was at the Hall Brothers foul line. 49-41. Still within distance for recovery. Holman double teamed to the backcourt. Passed the ball up to Dews. Wide open. Guggenbeller for three in the corner. No good. Rebound.
Wow.
Big rebound by Overman. And then a long jump shot. No good. Rebound. Holman again. Back out. Leverett for three. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Holman. Back out to Briggs Overman. He'll drive the basket and score.
Man, he saw that open lane and took right off, and nobody was there to stop him. That was awesome.
49-43. Like the work ethic there. You keep pounding until you make the basket.
Minute 15, though. Time to get stuff going.
And we have another timeout. This one's Lincoln View's full timeout. Portside Fuel timeout. 49-43. Stay with us. Lincoln View by six. They have the basketball here in the fourth quarter with a minute 14 to play on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Jeff Overholser along with Neil Spencer and Anthony Reisner back here at Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We hope you're enjoying this coverage of Fort Recovery basketball here on Fort Recovery Radio. Fourth quarter, follow mechanical fourth quarter. The Indians trail by six. Jackson will inbound the basketball in front of the Lincoln View bench. Does in the backcourt to Cal Evans. Evans across the timeline in between the leg dribble. Passes the ball to Toe. Toe looking and will pass the ball now to Hammonds. And the foul will be on Holman. Kind of spreading the floor a little bit on that one and using their running offense.
Yeah, took us a little while to put that to do that foul. I don't know if they're waiting for a specific person. I know they don't want Kyle Evans at the line, but I don't know about the rest of their shooters. So,
Bree Jackson had not been at the free throw line at all in this ball game, and he missed that one on the Hall Brothers foul line. Maybe that's the guy they were looking for. Second free throw is good. So Reed Jackson has a total of 8 points. Pass up for it. Leverett throws it way over the head of Alex Dews.
Yeah, tried to get it inside under the basket to Alex, and it was over his head and kind of behind him too. But, man, that would have been a good one because he was open. Free lane to the basket. One step and it would have been in. Now we need a steal again.
And the pass on the inbounds play and almost taken away.
I think what happened there, we bounced it off of his leg, but instead of calling a foul on us because we bumped into the player, they just gave them the ball out of bounds. It ends up the same way, and it wasn't any kind of a flagrant foul or anything like that. The officials do that a lot, and I approve of that.
Ball in the inbounds play, almost stolen by Holman. Yep. Stepping in front of Cal Evans, but still Lincoln View with the ball. 46.4 to play. 50-43, Lincoln View by seven. The foul, hard foul by Briggs Overman. That'll be his first.
Foul on the Indians, Briggs Overman.
His second, I believe. I think maybe they gave Briggs that foul when you thought Rex got that one.
Okay, well, it's the second foul on Briggs Overman, but both teams are over the limit. So the Hall Brothers foul line, two free throws for Jackson, and he missed the first one.
Just like the last time, but last time he made the second one. Let's have him miss this second one, too, and Indians get the rebound here and get down and get a basket. Down seven with 44 seconds.
Second free throw, yes. Missed the first, made the second. 51-43, Lincoln View.
Yep.
Long three by Overman. No good. The rebound coming to Smith.
That's a shot we wanted because Overman can make that shot, and that was a three in less than 5 seconds. That would have worked out really well for us. But.
Third foul on Troy Holman. So going to the free throw line is Steven Smith. He has not, he's not been at the free throw line, but he was here in the fourth quarter, made both. That one's no good. Old Brothers foul line has been there several times tonight by both teams. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Missed a pair.
Let's get down and get. There we go.
Overman with the layup. He has 8 points here in the quarter. And 16 for the game. And full recovery calls a full timeout with 26.1 to play. 51-45 Lincoln View. A timeout. Portside Fuel timeout. Back in a moment.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
51-45, Lincoln View with 6-point lead. I'm telling you, though, this game was double-digit deficit for the Indians for a period of time. Indians made a comeback here in the fourth quarter. They have a full-court pressure and now a foul in the backcourt on Fort Recovery.
Yep. Hayden Seifring, he's a really good defender, but he was in there mostly to foul someone other than Cal Evans.
So Hayden Seifring with his first foul and at the Hall Brothers foul line. And no good. All of a sudden now they can't hit.
Yep, Preston Toe.
So Fort Recovery still within this game. 6-point deficit, 21.8 to play. Second free throw, no good again. But the rebound coming to Lincoln View, Steven Smith, and the foul will be on Fort Recovery. It'll be on yep. Rex Leverett.
That was correct, but it was late. He did get him on the arm, but it was a good second after that happened that the whistle blew.
Steven Smith, 2-for-4 in this fourth quarter. He made that one. He has a total of 7 points. Second free throw is good.
Indians down 8 and have to get a shot in the basket there.
Leverett, long 3, no good. Ball ping-pongs. Picked up by Fort Recovery. The shot's no good by Reese Guggenbiller, and that
time's ticking away, and it's 8.5, and we're done. 8.5 seconds. And
Lincoln View with an 8-point lead.
If Rex's shot had gone in, you know, that could have changed a whole bunch of stuff. And he's good at making that shot. That wasn't any kind of a crazy shot. That's something he's good at making. So I'll put Smith at the line again. Now it doesn't matter if he makes him.
With no pressure, he sinks the first one. Second free throw is short. 54-45. Long three ball is no good. Tipped up by Dews, no good. And Leverett shoots, no good. That's going to be it. The final score in this one here at Portside. Great effort, though. Great comeback for Fort Recovery. It's Lincoln View over Fort Recovery by a score of 54-45. And that was the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Miracle Lanes post-game show. We'll talk with Coach Leverett right after this on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello. Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians lose 54-45. I'm letting Jeff get his stats finished up here. So coming up, we have Tuesday, boys are hosting Arcanum. That'll be we'll be simulcasting WPGW, and that audio can also be heard on the NFHS video. And then on Thursday, the girls will be at Versailles, and we'll simulcast WPGW for that. And the NFHS video will be available, but probably with no audio. On Friday, the boys will host Versailles. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the audio, our audio, can be heard on the NFHS network. And Saturday, boys are going to host Botkins, and Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with audio on the NFHS video. So we got Coach Leverett popping up here. And so, Jeff, you want to take over and talk to the coach?
Hey, Coach, I know that it's one of these games that you felt like that you had a great chance of getting, and, boy, the shots just didn't fall for your basketball team tonight. And I swear, I think it's that one rim that's down to our left, because Lincolnview was having the same problems in the second half.
Not as big a problem as we had, but I think we had 20-some offensive rebounds, is that right, as a team? That's a bunch.
Yeah.
And we didn't cash in on them. Free throws, I think we were 5 for 20. There's 15 points right there.
Yep.
Yeah, you get a couple putbacks out of those 21 offensive rebounds, and you probably win the game. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, if we made 3/4 of them, we'd have won by one.
Yeah.
So 10 more points we should have had.
Right. Can't come out slow and started slow again tonight, you know, and some of that's maybe our third game in a row. But we've got to come out ready to go. But Our effort's there, you know it is. Our communication defensively has got to get a little bit better. I didn't think it was good tonight because I thought we were probably tired, and when you get tired, you tend not to talk and do the little things. So, tough loss. We'll learn from it. Like I said earlier to you, it's a long year. It's a grind. We'll get through this.
Yeah, but you like the effort that your team came out with in that fourth quarter to come all the way back and chop the lead down.
They're not going to quit. That's not how our community is wired. So, you know, I have no doubt that they're going to battle. You know, it's just, are we going to get enough little breaks with that battle to chip away? And we chipped away. We had it pretty close there for a little while.
I know, Coach, you love the effort, but you're going, man, couldn't you play with that intensity maybe in the second or third quarter?
Absolutely. You want it all four quarters. like I said, it kills us when we spot a team, I think, 7 points to start the game again tonight. You know, yeah. That's just tough. We're not wired to battle back with that many points being given to them.
I do love the wrinkle that you caused Lincoln View in that fourth quarter with the half-court pressure that at times they could not handle.
Yeah, I mean, something we had to do. We wanted to do it earlier in the game, and got a score to get into it. We didn't score early on, so we really couldn't get into it to maybe give them some fits and get a few easy bunnies out of it. But
it's like anything else. When the shots start falling, the confidence starts to roll.
When your shots aren't falling, it's hard to play defense. When your shots are falling, it's pretty easy to play defense. That's coming from a guy that played a lot of offense.
I know, as you are a coach, I'm sure that you're happy and ecstatic that you're out of this 3-for-3 grind that you're in right now.
I'm ready for a day off tomorrow, but, you know, like you said, we got to come in and practice on New Year's Day and get ready for Arcanum, who's no slouch in the WOAC. So it's a meat grinder. Like I said, we get through this next week, and who knows, maybe we can rattle off 3 in a row here.
Yeah, you were telling me before the ball game about Briggs Overman. He was the leader with 16 points, and then Rex Leverett finished with 12.
Yeah. So yeah, Briggs continued his hot streak these last three games. So loving his effort. You know, he's a spark plug. He's a kid that can create off the dribble for us, and we're going to lean on him for that.
You know, in different facets of the game tonight, people that you would plug in actually did the job they were supposed to.
They're getting more comfortable, some of those juniors. You know, this is their first year playing varsity. So, with Eli and Gavin Evers, both those kids are getting more comfortable. Obviously, Briggs didn't get much time from Mason Diller tonight. Probably a little bit too quick of a game with their guards for Mason, but he knows that. He knows his role. They're getting comfortable. You know, we're 9 games in, so they should be at this point, being juniors.
Okay, Coach, now I'm going to kind of throw one at you, and you're going to go, oh, no, what in the world is he going to ask me? But what is your New Year's thing that you would like to see Fort Recovery accomplish with the new year coming in 2024?
Right now, if we would make free throws, we would probably have 3 more wins.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to really concentrate on shooting more free throws.
Well, Coach, I know you love the great effort, and we saw it ourselves that you love the effort, but it's one of those that you're just hoping a game that they can get one where they finish and they know what it's like, and then after that, man, the light switch goes on.
Yep, we'll get there.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks,
have
guys.
A happy new year.
Yep, you too.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Head coach of Fort Recovery.
Yep, let's come back with some stats and in a minute, and we'll come back with more of the Miracling post-game show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and stock ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Back here on the Miracle Lanes postgame show, and we'll recap now the ball games for you. First in junior varsity, Fort Recovery with an exciting win, 38-37. It was on a last-second shot going baseline left for Grant Fortkamp with 2 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. He would lead Fort Recovery JVs to the victory. He had 10 points, and Breaker Judy finished with 9. Fort Recovery wins the JV game 38-37. Then in the varsity game, quarter scores went like this. Lincoln View led Fort Recovery 16-8 at the first quarter, and Lincoln View led Fort Recovery 29-18 at the halftime break. Lincoln View led 38-25 after 3, but Fort Recovery, with the full court pressure in the fourth quarter, put pressure on Lincoln View, cut the lead down to where it was very reasonable, and still had half the game to go in the fourth quarter, or half the quarter to go. But Lincoln View hit some key free throws. Fort Recovery down the stretch could not get the ball to drop the basket, and Lincoln View wins 54-45. Lincoln View now 4-4 on the season, their third consecutive victory. For Fort Recovery, a meat grinder with 3 straight games on 3 straight nights, and they have lost all 3 of those, so they are on a 3-game losing streak. They're now 4-5. Fort Recovery, and we'll take a look at those in a moment. I'll give you the Lincoln View Lancers and their scoring. Total of 10 points for Cal Evans to lead Lincoln View in the ball game. 9 for Stephen Smith off the bench, 9 for Reed Jackson, and 9 for Preston Toe. Also 3 points for Chase Overholt. He had the 3-point shot to end the third quarter, his only points of the ball game. And Bennett Kill finished with a total of 6 points in the ball game. For Fort Recovery, 16 points for Briggs Overman off the bench, including a second quarter 3-point shot. 12 points for Rex Leverett, and the majority of those points coming in the fourth quarter play. Alex Dews finished with 4 points. 4 points also for Troy Holman, 4 for Gavin Evers, 3 for Eli Leonards, including a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter to get things jump-started, and Gavin Fowler with 2 points. Here's the difference in the ball game. For Lincoln View, they were 14 of 26 from the field, 54%, 12 of 20 from the free throw line for 60%. They missed the majority of their shots in the fourth quarter. For Fort Recovery, 19 of 57 from the field, 33%. So as you can tell, they had twice as many shots, but they were busting on the offensive boards, but still could not get the ball to drop. They finished 33%. Free throw shooting, 5 of 20 for the Indians, 25% in the ball game. So again, it was Lincoln View over Fort Recovery, 54-45. And first of all, I'd like to thank the sponsors that are part of Fort Recovery Radio. And also, Neil Spencer, thanks very much for allowing me to call the ball game today. It was actually fun. And
We really appreciate you coming over. And I know a lot of our fans that heard you over the years when you were doing every one of our girls and boys games back a few decades ago. Our fans love Jeff Overholzer.
Well, I appreciate it. We love Fort Recovery, Ohio. So anyway, I'm Jeff Overholzer along with Neil Spencer and Anthony Reasoner. Again, a pleasure to be here. And thanks for listening to the Fort Recovery Indians basketball game. Just a reminder, Tuesday is the next game that we'll have for you on the radio. and that will be right here on Fort Recovery Radio. It's girls make that on Tuesday. It will be the boys at Arcana, a simulcast on WPGW with audio on the NFHS video. That's the next broadcast for Fort Recovery Radio. Again, thanks very much.
We really appreciate it, Jeff. It's always awesome to have a what I would call a Hall of Famer.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
I do. I don't know if there is a Hall of Fame for anything like that, but our fans love Jeff Overholtzer, man. It's as good as it gets.
Well, I love calling the ball game here on Fort Recovery Radio. And again, the junior varsity, Fort Recovery picks up the win 38-37. But in the varsity, it was Lincoln View 54, Fort Recovery 45. For all the sponsors and for, again, Neil Spencer and Anthony Reisner, I'm Jeff Overholtzer from Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, saying good night on Fort Recovery Radio.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.